So anyone else are interested to present something in a lightning talk? Yeah, please come front. It works. Perfect. Then here's your microphone and have fun.
Thank you. I have a little lightning talk because I do have, since a while, a GitHub. I maintain a GitHub repository about train plushies. And it's just a markdown file. And it's just a lot of train plushies. And let's share some of them. It all started with a friend of mine having this train plushie from SBB, and it's really cute. And then I was wondering, oh, what other train plushies do exist? And I couldn't find any resources in the internet about train plushies. So I found that Wiener Linien also, like here in Austria, also have a train plushie. This is, I think, the third generation of this plushie, and now even has like the slinkages of the train. And then I looked further, and train plushies come in different continents and different sizes. Like, this is a new Amtrak train plushie. Also, old trains come as plushies. And also, a thing that happens over the time on my research, geo-blocking from United States against Europe, and I have to use VPN to do a train plushie research, but yeah, this train plushie is a Mount Washington Cork Railway plushie, and it looks a bit weird, but that is also because like the trains look a bit weird on Mount Washington Railway. Then there are train plushies with little cute faces, like here from the Bay Area Rapid Transit. There are even train plushies with antlers. There is whatever this is from ÖBB, the Cindy's City Chat. Here's one from Karlsruhe, from KVV. There's a Pauli train plushie with a big grin on its face. Also, the list doesn't just have train plushies, also mascots, like, for example, this cute fox from SOB. And then they released also a train plushie in the colors of a fox, which I think is cute. Then apparently this existed from BVG, and all I could find is this Wikipedia thing, but I think they look well cuddled. Then there is also Bahn als Zugluftstopper, and was a bit hard to find because nowhere it mentioned anything about being a plushie or a toy or a soft toy or whatever else, so I had to find it with Google Images and pictures that are similar to the picture you found. There's also a Schwebebahn plushie with Schwuppi, from Schwuppi die Schwebebahn. This is was in a mining setting, a train, and this mining train also got its train plushie. In Spain, there is the Trummy plush toy, also little and cute. This is the most expensive train plushie in my list. I'm not the biggest fan of it. also some fun things happen when you research train plushies and don't speak Japanese. You find some transgender looking train plushies that apparently sometime at, I think, 2019 existed, maybe. And then you look at the side, and yeah, there is a transgender colored train in Japan. And yeah, there's also some touristy video about it showing Japan with this transgender colored train driving through it. Like it's 4 minutes long if you like to see the transgender train going next to the pyramid. Here you go. Then also not just from train companies do like train soft toys, also sprayers do like them. And there are pillows from metros from Spain that are also available. Yeah, and there are also, if you just look for Plüschzug in Google, you do find a bit, and yes. So at the end, you just get to some whatever you don't want to see if you want to try new things. And even that doesn't work to filter all weird stuff out. And there are also expensive, weird-looking train plushies. I think they also have, like, yeah, here, you also can get this thing. yeah, so it is a curated list. Not every plush train gets on it. Oh, and what was this? Yeah, and this is how it looks in the end, how I do all of the research of the train plushies. And feel free to just contribute to the page if you know some train plushies. And we do have a lot of them in the collection. Thank you.
Thanks for your talk. Anyone has questions regarding the train plushies? Yeah.
How many of those plushies do you already have? Like, bought or at home or whatever?
I think in total I have 4.
Any questions? So who will buy one of those after this talk? Yeah, okay, then I'm the only one. So, thank you for your talk. Anyone else?
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anyone else? You want to present something? Yeah? Then the mic is yours, and have fun. Can you bring it a little bit closer?
I would like to advertise my workshops or
Wait, it, let me check. No, it's on.
Okay, hey. I'm Nico. I'm doing a workshop on a worm hotel downstairs in 5 minutes. And I would just like to ask, is anybody here with pot plants at home? Has anybody got flower pots at home? Right. And does anybody have a compost at home? No. Yeah, and I would like to show you a way that you can make your own compost to feed your own flowers and make your own manure out of kitchen trash, out of vegetables and so on. You can make a compost heap without smell, and within 3 months you get a whole box of good earth and fertilizer, all from your own kitchen trash, organic waste, I mean. Right, and I would like to welcome you downstairs. I've got, I'm going to change one layer, so harvest the soil. I got plastic bags and newspaper, so you can get your own earth for your flowers, and you can get, I've got glasses, jars, so you can take some fertilizer at home, and you can watch me doing a new layer and tell you a little bit about how I came to do it and why I'm doing it and what the benefits are from your own compost at home. Yes, that's it. And I would like to welcome you downstairs in a few minutes. Any Thank questions?
You. Exactly, any questions? Yes?
For the people who are just watching this on the stream, could you mention quickly, where do you, what do you need actually to do that? And where can you order it? Or are there any how-tos?
I built a hotel myself by buying 4 IKEA boxes of plastic, and 3 of them got holes. I drilled some holes in them for the worms to go through and for the air and the liquid. And there's a company called Wurmwelten where I bought the some stuff to put inside. It's called cocoa fiber, and hemp blankets and the worms itself. It cost me about something between 30 and 50 euros altogether with buying equipment, and the rest I made myself.
Oh, nice. So do we have any questions? No, then thank you for your quick talk. Yeah. Do we have any other people that want to present something? Okay. Then I think that was the lightning talk round. Thank you and have a nice day.